What is truth? I added the last verse, which we'll see. But the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us open with a prayer. God, just pray this morning you would just speak through me and that your words would come out of my heart and that everyone would just see who you are on this special Christ the King Sunday. So, John Wesley, when he said one time, give me 100 preachers who fear nothing but sin and desire nothing but God, and I care not a straw whether they be clergymen or laymen, such alone will shake the gates of hell and set up the kingdom of heaven on earth. And the reason I share that with you, it also includes women in that verse. The reason I share that with you is because it just talks about how people that are so focused on God and focused on Jesus will be able to reach people through Christ our King's kingdom. You know, Christ the King Sunday is the end of the liturgical calendar. If you didn't know, we have a calendar. We're about to start Advent next week, and this is the last Sunday of the liturgical year. And it's a high and holy day for Christ the King. In the calendar, it gives us this reminder. I've got a quote here. It says, the narrative, and it reminds us of God's gracious provision of full salvation in and through Jesus Christ. That Jesus is Lord of all creation and is coming again. And he's bringing with him that we have that hope and that peace in him. And this Sunday was established to remind us that we are to submit to Christ. We're called to submit our lives to Jesus and live into that hope and peace that he brought to us. You know, in Philippians chapter 3, verse 20, Paul says, but our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So when you come to know Jesus as your Savior, you are a part of his kingdom at that point. And when we are in his kingdom, our citizenship is in that kingdom. And he is our king. And oftentimes, we let other things be the king of our heart here on earth. Whether it's leaders, whether it's football teams, whatever it is, we can let something else be our king at times. You know, in our world, our country, and throughout time, it always seems to be at odds and in chaos and just that chaotic sense of nothing being at peace. But that's where Christ, that's why we should lean and submit to Christ, because only Christ will give us that peace. Maybe if we begin to submit to Christ as our King and become better disciples and go out and make disciples, as John Wesley's quote was saying, then there would be more peace in the world. So that's what today we're here to submit each day to our King, Jesus. And that's what today is to remind us about. You know, in this text, Pilate, he's posing these questions to Jesus, lots of questions. And Pilate seems a little frustrated with the situation because these Jewish leaders were trying to say that Jesus' claim of being the king of the Jews, which was their words, was a threat to the Roman Empire. So he's like, is this really a threat? Because my job is to take care of this province and make sure there's no chaos, make sure there's no unrest. So Jesus is like, who is saying that I was the king of the Jews? And Pilate sarcastically says, am I a Jew? It's the chief priest. They did it. So he's kind of sarcastically being like, of course I'm not saying that, Jesus. These people were saying it. And in another book, he goes back and forth between Jesus and these leaders. And so he's kind of, you see how he might be a little frustrated with what's going on here. And he didn't really care, honestly, because all he cared was that nothing bad was happening in Rome, in this province of Rome. So this issue was kind of minor to him. No one was really rebelling on Jesus' behalf. In verse 36, Jesus kind of replies to him in a way that showed he's not a threat. I'm not a threat to Rome yet, of course, but it says, My kingdom doesn't originate from this world. If it did, my guards would fight that I wouldn't have been arrested by the Jewish leaders. My kingdom is not here. You know, God's kingdom is eternal. We know that. Jesus knew, after all, that Rome was going to pass away. All these countries, all these leaders are going to pass away. But God's kingdom is eternal. It lasts forever. There's an old song that I remember growing up. And honestly, I only remember one line of it, but it's a Bill Gaither, or the Gaithers wrote it, and it says, "Kings and kingdoms will all pass away." They will, all of them. This is why we submit to Christ. We don't submit to men. Christ is our King. And Jesus came for this purpose. And in verse 37, it says, "You say that I'm a king. I was born and came into the world for this reason, to testify to the truth. Whoever accepts the truth listens to my voice." Another translation says that he came to bear witness to the truth. And as we know, Jesus is the truth. So he came to bear witness to himself, bear witness that he is God and he is the King. What's it say in John 14:6? "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And Jesus is the only way to get to the Father. And he tells this truth to us in another chapter of John. And he's here in front of Pilate saying, "I'm the truth." You know, the truth. I came to bear witness to the truth. And Jesus is the truth. And he knew that the cross was the only way for us to be able to see a victory over sin and death. And we just sang this song talking about that. About he came to destroy that sin and death. Why? Why did he do this? Because his death and resurrection frees us from the power of sin and death. No, sin has no hold on us, and in Christ there is freedom. We have victory because Christ had victory. We can defeat our sin issues that we all have through Christ. No, his victory set forth a new covenant that allowed the Gentiles to enter into God's kingdom. And that's good news. That is good news. This victory, it was a victory that eventually will restore all of creation to God's glory as he originally intended. You know, a new heaven and a new earth, as it says in the scriptures. Christ is our King, and we must remember that. Each day, when we're faced with anything that causes us to maybe fall into sin, as we all do, if we just remember, you know what? Christ is my King, not this sin, not this leader, not this football team, not whatever that is. Christ is my King, and we can defeat that. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 34, 11 through 12, says, "For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so I will seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of cloud and thick darkness. I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them in this land." God, Christ, he is a king, but he's more than that. He's also a shepherd. You know, we've sung a song about, we know the parable about where the shepherd leaves the 99 to find the one. And that's what Jesus is like that too with us. He's the shepherd. He seeks us out through his Holy Spirit, and he rescues us, rescues the lost. He's loving, caring, and kind. Sometimes earthly kings are not those things, but we have to remember that Jesus is our perfect King, and he gave us this opportunity to enter into his kingdom and go forth making disciples. You know, our leaders across time, across the world, the time that has existed, they fail. They can fail. But Christ doesn't fail. He is perfect. And what he did on that cross allowed us to enter into that eternal kingdom and have that life. All we have to do is submit to him. Pilate asked at the end of this John text, in verse 38, he says, what is truth? What is truth? Now, that always stumped me. I'm always like, what's he asking? Why is he asking what is truth? You know, they didn't have the same philosophies as we do now. May have been a little sarcastic, I'm not sure, but he was probably saying that because he was faced constantly with people bickering back and forth. Well, this is what happened. No, this is what happened. No, this is who I am. No, this is who I am. And when he was dealing with this, he's probably was so frustrated. He's like, well, what's truth? Everyone seems to have a different truth, but we know that Jesus is the only truth. And we know that Jesus was right in front of him in this moment. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Right in front of him. You know, a little while later, after that moment, Christ would go on the cross and die for our sins. And let us be able to enter into that kingdom ourselves. If we just submit to him and call upon his name. And on that cross, he defeated that death, and he defeated that power of sin that may hold us back. Submitting to Christ is all we have to do. Calling him our King, our Shepherd, the one who came to find us, the lost sheep. And when we do this, when we do come to know Christ, when we do submit to his authority, we have to remember each day that we have to continuously do it because we can get pulled in different directions. And knowing that all he wants us to do is strive to be the best disciple that we can and go out and make more disciples by taking care. How do we do that, though? How do we honor our King? We do that by taking care of the poor, giving to the local missions, helping people in need, the orphans, the widows, and anyone that may be unjustly treated. This is what we are called to do. As Jesus came to have that victory, proclaiming that he is the King. His kingdom will not pass away. His kingdom is here, but it's not here yet as the same tongue was. He hasn't returned. But let's honor our King each day, particularly this Sunday, by serving others as he served us. Let us give back to others and show them why Christ is the King. Why we give Christ the authority in our lives. Why we submit to him. Let's do that this Sunday and continue each day by giving to people that are in need and giving to people around us the joy and hope and peace that is found in Christ. Let us pray. God, we admit oftentimes we can have different things that pull us away from you, things that may drive us to sin, that may drive us away from you at times. Lord, I pray that we would just rest and know and submit to you each moment of our lives, because our lives are your lives, God. We are your citizens of your kingdom, God. And I pray that we would just rest in that living hope that you have given us, so that we may be the disciples and followers of Christ that you have called us to do, to be, God. And I pray this morning that we would all recognize that you are our King, God. You are our King. In your name I pray, amen.